Hey, everybody. Welcome to Hammer Down on the Market Scale Network. I'm your host, Mike Bush, and I'm so excited about today's guest. Now, I think everybody's heard me start the show by saying I'm so excited over and over again. But I oftentimes refer to some sort of trade show that I've been attending. And in 20 years of working in this industry, I've probably done 500 shows. But there are two that stand out to me. The first one was the reason that this podcast exists. It's a USC supply chain event. I was given the opportunity to be in a room full of MBAs who are really focused on actually trying to get into supply chain, which is amazing. And the second show, honest to God, my favorite show of the year, because it brings together like-minded individuals who are focused on a cleaner, better supply chain. And this gentleman, so that show is the ACT Expo, and this gentleman runs Communications Square. He's Lauren Markle. Lauren, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you, Mike. It's great to be here, and I appreciate your time.
Lauren, so I know the ACT Expo is owned by TRC Companies. Can you tell me a little bit, who is TRC Companies? You know, what is the whole goal of the show? And I haven't actually given away what the acronym stands for yet on ACT Expo.
Yeah, so, you know, our outfit is completely focused on the transition to clean transportation in the commercial fleet world. And so for many years, 30 years, we did business as GNA. And ACT Expo is a 15-year-old show. And about a year and a half ago, GNA was acquired by TRC. And TRC is a large company that's focused on the utility sector primarily. So they help the utilities figure out transmission, distribution, generation projects at scale, right? So it's a kind of a logical extension of our work in the EV space because, you know, you got to start looking up you're looking towards the grid now to figure out where the power is going to come from and, you know, getting it to the places where you need to charge trucks and that sort of thing. So it's a really interesting marriage with TRC now owning our clean transportation solutions team. But ACT Expo, man, we just keep going. It's going to be our 15th year this year. We are back in Anaheim, April 28th for 4 days. And as usual, we're focused on advanced clean transportation. So looking at really what's driving this transition to clean trucking and clean commercial fleets. What are the technologies? What are fleets doing that's working? That's really our focus, right? It's about peer-to-peer learning and trying to help these fleets look at you know, what's actually out there that's working in this transition.
I love the way you phrase that. One of my favorite things about the show, honestly, like I attend not too many shows. But when I leave ACT Expo, I've usually got something like 120 pages of notes to share out. I have learned so much more about everything in this space, and I live and breathe like clean trucking. You know, like whether it's here are the different fuels that are coming out there, here are the new technologies. You know, Lauren, as you're looking at the 2025 ACT Expo, what are you most excited about? What are you hoping people walk out with?
Well, that's a great question. You know, it's an educational conference, right? We have become successful and we've grown every year because it's not just about the exhibits. It's not just about selling booth space. We're trying to put together simply the best, you know, content we can, where you've got, you know, fleets up on stage talking about projects they've been working on, talking about successes and, you know, challenges they've had with various technologies. Looking down the road, what are their plans? What are their strategies? How are they adapting to the current market? So, and then all these deep dives on these technologies too. You know, is natural gas making a comeback? Where are those applications working the best? You know, show me a couple at scale battery electric, you know, fleet examples. What's the recipe for success in those operations? So we're really trying to put forth those case studies, those examples that the fleets can look to you know, take a page from those as they consider their own strategy, their own technology decisions. And then, of course, you got the expo floor where they all, you know, go out and take a look at, you know, the latest innovations that, you know, I think this year we're going to have about 475 exhibitors. So the hall's gotten a lot bigger over time. Last time we were in Anaheim was year before last. We had two of the halls. And this year we are doing all four halls. We're taking over the entire convention center. And so we'll even have trucks outside. So we're bursting at the seams in Anaheim this year, and it should be a lot of fun.
You know, one of my favorite things, and I make this joke, you know, like when talking to people about clean trucking, there's two types of people in the industry. The first folks are like, yeah, man, I'm all in. This is going to happen. And the second folks are like, yeah, I'm all in. And by God, by 2040, I hope you forgot what you told me. How do you go about kind of parsing that out and finding the folks that are really enthusiastic and the folks that are really kind of aligned with a more environmentally sustainable supply chain?
Yeah, well, look, we don't try and stack the deck too much. We want to put up fleets that are, you know, representative of, you know, those that have faced challenges, those that are, you know, really doing a great job, because you learn something from all of those, right? And you'll have different perspectives. I know last year there were some of the speakers on the main stage that were critical of the transition to EVs, for example, and talking about the challenges with infrastructure or, you know, other aspects of the operations moving into zero emissions, right? So we try and put people out there that are going to give you the facts as they see them. But yet we do try and bring in those fleets that are, you know, progressive, making these investments so that everyone can learn from them and learn from, you know, lessons learned, right? Things that work, things that they wish they had done differently in their investments. And, you know, from that, the industry gets smarter and we move forward. And, you know, I think this year we're going to be more focused on operational success and economics, right? These investments need to make sense. You need to be able to operate, you know, efficiently and reliably. You need to be able to do it on a budget that makes sense. You know, I think there's a shift this year, maybe less regulatory pressure, more driven by sustainability goals. So the content will reflect that. We're really trying to get to a point where the content reflects the conversations that fleets are having around their table every day as they look at this transition, so we can answer those questions for them.
Yeah, I love the way you phrase that. And I think, you know, in the past couple of years, inevitably somebody on the main stage says, we all want clean air, but we don't ever want to pay for it. So I think, you know, going into sort of the operational side of things makes a lot of sense to go, forgive the pun, but to go under the hood and actually look at, okay, where does a zero emission vehicle make the most sense? Where, you know, where does the type of fuel, you know, what's the right type of fuel for the right use case? And I think that's one thing I've taken away from the ACT Expo over the years, is that in drayage, you know, in that first mile from the port, electric vehicles make a lot of sense. But if you're going 300 miles or 500 miles, maybe that's not the right truck, you know, and then you can look at, okay, is hydrogen the right move? Is it a methanol fuel? Is it all sorts of, you know, is it, you know, I know you touched on natural gas. Is it all those things? And I think that to me is really interesting, but it creates, to me, it actually creates more confusion, because instead of saying, hey, you go to a diesel stop, you fuel your truck and you go, do you think that the trucking community is ready for sort of this shift to lots of different fuels with lots of different trucks? Is it, how do we get to this point?
Well, I think every operation is different, right? You have to think about your duty cycle, you know, what you're actually carrying, how far you're going. Is it, you know, return to base operations that would favor, you know, charging overnight? Is it, you know, long haul? You know, is it last mile? All these have got a very different solution set to consider. And as you point out, drayage has been a real bright spot for electric semi trucks because the routes are predictable. There's a known range that falls kind of in the sweet spot for electric trucks. We've seen some fantastic at-scale operations here just in LA where we're based. You've got companies like NFI and Schneider and Forgen and Height Logistics, you know, Amazon even, right, have successfully deployed electric Class 8 trucks in drayage applications. And, you know, that supports the port goals too. The ports are all trying to move to cleaner air solutions because there's a community by the ports that's heavily impacted by diesel. So it makes a lot of sense, and it's economically working out. It's a good match. I think last mile is another great one. You know, many of us have seen, you know, FedEx and Amazon with electric vehicles making those last mile routes. And, you know, that's proving to be a really solid model. The school bus market's heated up a lot in terms of investments there. So, you know, electric, we're starting to find success at scale in various segments. By the same token, now I think renewable natural gas is getting a second look. There was a period of time there where, you know, it wasn't seen as a zero emission technology. And so not every scheme was going to reward you for making that transition. But I think more and more now people are realizing it's, you know, it's a negative carbon footprint if you look at well to wheel. So it's great for sustainability. And then you get the long range and, you know, the driving characteristics closer to diesel, especially now that you have, you know, the 15 liter natural gas engines coming into the market. And those are coming out in, you know, in greater numbers this year. So there are a lot of fleets giving that another look. So, you know, again, ACT Expo is kind of where you come to see, you know, ask those questions, find out what fleets are actually running, how are they doing with those technologies, what's fueling like for natural gas. You know, do we have to put in one charger for every electric truck? You know, all these questions that help you figure out scope and economics and, you know, pencil out these projects. That's what people are going to, you know, find out this year as they have in past.
Sure. Understood. Lauren, going kind of into the weeds or going behind the scenes a little bit. And you and I have spoken enough times. I know how much you care about the show, making sure everybody has an amazing, you know, learning experience. It's very cool. Not everybody is like that. It's genuine and it comes through. What, you know, if every person that attends a show, what sort of takeaway or what is the one thing when everybody leaves that you hope they're saying X, whether it's this show was great because, or, you know, hey, I learned something new. What's the one takeaway you hope every attendee has?
Well, you know, there's a lot to see, you know, the huge expo floor, all these new technologies, you got the ride and drive, right? So you get to get in some of these vehicles. I know Tesla Semi made its first appearance in public for a ride and drive at last year's show, and we'll have them again this year. But other new zero emission trucks will be there that you can test out and go in, you know, on rides. That's, you know, some of the wow factor, I guess. But, you know, it comes back to, again, this peer-to-peer learning, right? I want people to leave ACT Expo talking about, you know, hey, we heard from, you know, this particular fleet and, you know, we learned so much in this session about, you know, fueling hydrogen trucks and, you know, whether that's a good solution for us. You know, it's this peer-to-peer learning that is driving returns to ACT Expo every year because they realize this is not stuff you can, you know, read in a magazine. It's not stuff you can even, you know, learn from your vendors and your OEMs. It's talking to folks who have done these deployments and been down this road and all the things they have figured out along the way. And that all comes out in this educational content. So we want people to walk away thinking, hey, I've got my strategy figured out this year. I've talked to enough people that I feel confident with this, you know, this plan we've developed. And, you know, we're going to make some changes based on what we learned here today. So it comes back to fleets walking out of the show with more confidence in their strategy for the year ahead. And it's important because there's a lot of uncertainty in the market right now. You know, everything from, you know, freight rates to the regulatory environment, there's a lot of flux. You know, businesses don't like that uncertainty. So as much as we can help reduce that uncertainty, help them understand their strategic direction, that's a big help.
Sure. No, I got you. So I usually end every show with a question of, if you were talking to a newer recent college grad, you know, that says I'm thinking about supply chain. What advice would you give? But I want to go a little bit different here. So you throw one of the most, and again, it's optimistic. It's very learning focused. You throw one of the most educational trade shows in our entire industry. If you were talking to a college kid who said, I'm going to this show, what advice would you give that student to get the most out of being at ACT Expo?
Well, first off, a lot of times the students that are going to come, they'll get the expo hall only pass because it's more affordable. This year we're doing an expo hall theater. So you'll have a lot of visionaries and experts on the floor that you can come check out sessions without having the full conference pass. And I think that's a big help for, you know, the people that are looking to enter the workforce. We also do, you know, we think of in terms of projects, like if you think about the JETC project, that's a 100 electric truck, class 8 truck project, two fleets, two different OEM truck makers, different charging companies. And we'll actually help students navigate all those booths at the show. So you can go and talk to all the partners on a project like that and understand how one of those projects comes together. You learn about the maintenance side. You learn about the infrastructure side. You learn about energy management, right? Even in facilities management, maintenance, there's a lot of opportunity in this transformation of the the commercial fleet market. And all of these positions are, you know, going to be hiring. So, you know, if you come to the show, look around, ask the right questions, you know, look for people who are going to need interns. You know, maintenance right now is an area where there's not enough heavy duty, you know, new tech maintenance professionals out there. So opportunity at the fleet operations level, at the facilities management level, that's an area where people don't understand it enough yet. And those jobs are going to be coming. So it's a great place to learn, and we do try and help students out with, you know, pointing them to the right booths to look at and understand how projects like that come together. Hey, just come straight to actexpo.com, and I think that's the easiest way to learn about all the sessions, the speakers. We've announced a lot of the speakers already. All the sessions are posted. It's going to be really interesting. We'll be talking about hydrogen vehicles, electric vehicles, other fuels, biofuels. We'll be talking about how the utilities kind of fit into the equation. We'll be talking about sector-specific things, you know, the school bus market, right? The municipal refuse markets, the transit markets, all these different applications. They'll all be covered in the content. So that's all outlined on the site. Check it out. And Mike, I look forward to seeing you again. You know, it's a great time for us every year, and I like to connect up with you and help tell the stories there. So I can't wait.
Perfect, man. Lauren, appreciate you being on the show. Thank you so much, sir.
Great to see you on Hammer Down, and I look forward to seeing you there at ACT Expo here in April 28th.
All right. We'll see you soon, sir.